the Canadian lynx. The debate continues whether or not the Canadian lynx is in fact a separate species from the Eurasian, aka Siberian or Iberian lynx, or merely a subspecies. Experts are evenly divided on this subject, but for now it remains a separate species based on its marked adaptive differences for prey capture. The name lynx comes from the Greek word to shine, and may be in reference to the reflective ability of the cat's eyes. The Canada lynx is considerably smaller than its Eurasian counterpart, approximately half the size. Its fur is usually white-tipped, giving it a frosted appearance, and is only indistinctly spotted. The coat color ranges from a reddish-brown to gray, and also occurs in a rare blue lynx, which is the result of a genetic mutation. They have a flared facial ruff, black ear tufts, and long hind legs with a short tail. Their large, wide-spreading feet are covered in fur, which act like snowshoes, and are effective in supporting the cat's weight on the snow. They are often confused with their smaller feline cousins, the bobcat, but can easily be distinguished by their tail tips. The tail of the lynx looks as though it was dipped in an inkwell, being black all the way around, whereas the bobcat's tail appears to have been painted black on top and white on the bottom. Canada lynx are found in North America, including Canada, Alaska, and the northern contiguous United States. After a gestation of approximately 63 to 70 days, females produce a litter of 1 to 8 kittens, with the average varying depending on the abundance of prey. They weigh 7 ounces at birth and will open their eyes around 10 to 17 days and begin to walk around 24 to 30 days. They are weaned between 3 to 5 months of age and reach sexual maturity around 23 months. The number of offspring is directly related to the abundance of prey, as is the age of sexual maturity. When prey is very abundant, females will breed as early as 10 months. In the wild, Canadian lynx have lived up to 15 years, and in captivity, up to 21. Canada lynx are solitary, except for females with offspring, or siblings who have just separated from their mothers, who may travel and hunt together for several months before separating. Unlike any other cat, the Canada lynx depends solely and almost exclusively on the snowshoe hare. No other predator has such a strong, cyclic prey base to which it has become uniquely adapted. The snowshoe hare population peaks every 10 years, and with it, so does the lynx population. When the hare population decreases, so does the lynx population. While lynx will change their prey base when hares are low, to include small rodents, ground birds, and small ungulates, the overall lynx population is still synchronous with the hare population. Trapping continues to be one of the greatest threats for the lynx, and the lynx are easily trapped in snares set for bobcats. When done during times of low numbers, it makes recovery of the lynx population extremely difficult. As is with every other feline population, these two face habitat loss due to destruction by humans. Humans kill over 11 million rabbits each year, according to statistics provided from hunting license sales and kill reports. The snowshoe hare is the primary staple of the Canadian lynx, but due to overhunting, mostly by sport hunters, the lynx food supply is diminished.